Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. Or if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm so glad you found us. And I hope this show brings value to you. I hope it inspires you. And I hope it makes you want to live your best life, to show up and know that you are worth having a business that you absolutely love, that fills you with joy and fulfillment, and gives you that lifestyle and location freedom. All right, today we're going to finish up our series on what to do when feelings of overwhelm or mental chaos creep into our minds. And actually, today's going to show you how to really prevent that from happening. Or at least if it does happen, we nip it in the bud pretty darn quick. Let's jump into today's show. Okay, so this again is our final episode, and I hope all the tools that we've been talking about are something you can put into your little entrepreneur toolbox. I've always pictured that I've had this toolbox, and when I hear a great idea, I put it in the toolbox because you just never know when you're going to need that tool. Maybe you don't need it right now, but you might need to pull it out in the future. So this week we have covered, all the different things you can do when overwhelm overtakes us, or mental chaos, or just that fuzz that you're just feeling like, I don't even know what to do. I just want to stay on the couch and watch Netflix all day and eat my Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And, you know, if we want to be successful entrepreneurs, we can't stay in that funk. So we need to learn the tools again to get out of that funk. Or, as I shared today, we're going to talk about how to not get in that funk as often as you might be experiencing now. So, the beginning of the week, we talked about the practical steps, like just journaling, going for a walk, just yoga, meditation, whatever it is that you need to do to get recentered. Then we talked about the goal digging map, because a clear plan, clear strategy will equal a clear mind. Then we talked about how knowledge is a powerful tool, and that we need to spend time studying our craft, studying what we do, studying to get better, because that will build our confidence, which helps combat mental chaos. And then in the last episode, we talked about imposter syndrome and what's the root cause of it, and then how to fight it. So again, today we're going to talk about how to prevent mental chaos and overwhelm from happening in our lives. And I feel like when we know who we are and what we are great at and what our superpowers are, we are less likely to fall into the overwhelm trap. And when you know who you are, what you are called to do, what your natural gifts are on the deepest level, you are less likely to get that bogged down, icky feeling of overwhelm. Or when you do get that feeling, you're able to recognize it quickly so you can stop it before it takes over your life. Because sorry, we don't have time to sit on the couch and watch Netflix and eat Haagen-Dazs ice cream all day. That's not for you. Okay. So these are four ways I'm going to share with you today. There are a lot of other assessments out there. There's a lot of different ways that you can discover or rediscover your superpowers. These are just four things that I want to mention. One of them is my absolute favorite, and we're just going to cover these real quick. So the first one is taking assessments like Enneagram. Enneagram's the hottest thing right now. And what the Enneagram does is it's a basic personality test with 9 different categories of personalities numbered 1 through 9. And each number represents a different personality type. Each personality type of the Enneagram has unique characteristics, strengths, weaknesses, motivations, and fears. And you're able to develop ways of recognizing your stressors, hello, overwhelm, and unconscious reactions that might be inhibiting you from using your natural gifts within the world when you know how your natural tendencies are. Each Enneagram type has a set of core beliefs that will consistently motivate them to take particular actions and guide them to make certain decisions. its core beliefs and why we do what we do. That's what the Enneagram is going to help you discover. So again, when you can recognize some of your, what your superpowers are, but then also what your weaknesses are in that and start to see them creep in, you can say, whoa, this is what's happening right now. I need to figure out, you know, pull out my toolbox. How can I keep this from happening? So I love the Enneagram. By the way, I'm an Enneagram 7. And I'm not like an expert in Enneagram by any means. I've like looked at it. I think it's interesting, but I haven't really studied it. But I'm thinking about maybe having somebody on the show to kind of really dive deeper into it. Let me know if you think that would be fun, if you would love to have that on the on a future episode. Okay, the next assessment is my favorite. And this is the Clifton Strengths. And this assessment helps you discover your natural talents. Now, I don't mean like tap dancing or doing handstands. These are your natural talents and how you naturally think, feel, and behave. It's your inner compass. And the assessment, and I forgot how many questions it is. It's a lot. Like I want to say 140 or 170. It's a lot of questions. But they take this assessment that you take, and out of 34 possible talents, they give you your top 5 or top 10, depending on which assessment you pay for. And it's what you do well. And when you can focus on these talents in your professional, personal life, you can practice them and turn them into your strengths. And the whole premise is by not focusing on what your weaknesses are, but instead on your strengths, you will be unstoppable. And when you dive in deeper, you can also recognize when a talent is showing up in a basement way, an unhealthy way. And again, when you can recognize something, you can stop it quickly. But I love the Clifton Strengths because it really will help guide you in your professional life more than any other assessment I have ever taken before. And believe me, I love this kind of stuff. Like I am an assessment quiz junkie. You know, if there was a quiz in Women's Day magazine or Ladies Home Journal or wherever, I was taking it. But I feel like Clifton Strengths has been the most powerful tool for me to help me figure out what am I supposed to be doing. But I also recognize, so one of my strengths is maximizer. And I recognize when I'm using my maximizer in an unhealthy way, because normally maximizer helps you take something that's already good and make it amazing, make it great. But it can also be paralyzing for me because I want to make sure I make the best decision because I want to make something really awesome. So I'll deliberate and I'll think about something way too long. Okay, some of you may remember me trying to figure out whether or not to use Kajabi. And that was my maximizer showing up in an unhealthy way. Spent way too much time thinking about it. All right, the next assessment that I think is helpful, and this one might surprise you, but it's the 5 love language assessment. And the premise of this is really simple, that different people with different personalities express love in different ways. And Dr. Gary Chapman called these ways of expressing and receiving love the 5 love languages. He wrote a book about it. You've probably seen it out there. It's been around a while. The 5 love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And each individual has at least one language that they prefer above the other. When you know this, you're able to express to others what makes you feel loved and make sure you are getting that in your life. And I also recommend find out what your significant other, what their love language is, so you can express love in their love language, your kids. But this is also great in your professional life as well. Don't let the love hang you up, because in professional life, there's some of us need that pat on the back and somebody to say to us, you're doing great. That's words of affirmation. Other people need us to bring, like, I see you've been working hard. Here's a hot cup of coffee, that acts of service. Or maybe just receiving a little gift that they think of you and they buy you a book, they buy you a journal, like little things like that. Or quality time is like, hey, let's go out to lunch. Physical touch is like maybe that hug, that great really great handshake, those kind of things. It doesn't have to be love. So sorry. So knowing that is so helpful, even in our professional lives, because if we are not getting our cup filled the way we need to feel loved, that is when we can fall into this funk. And again, that mental chaos and overwhelm, because we're not feeling loved. We're not feeling appreciated. So it's really important to know what your love language is and let others in your life know what your love language is in home and even professionally. I think it's really helpful. And again, you need to reciprocate. Know what other people in your life, what their love language is as well. That will save a lot of marriages. Let me tell you, this is a huge one. Okay. And the fourth one, and I'm going to move on from that because I could spend a lot of time here. But the fourth thing to look at in order to not stay or get in that funk of overwhelm and mental chaos is just really know what makes you happy. What makes you feel alive? What hobby did you once do that you kind of gave up? A friend of mine just started tap dancing again. I thought it was so fun. And that's just made her feel like so joyful. She ordered this whole kit. She said, I used to tap dance. I've lost that. And, you know, this is going to be not just for exercise, but just for something fun to do in her life. So what did you once do that just made you feel alive? Start doing it again or do more of it. Make sure you schedule something fun into your day, into your week, into your month. And, you know, there is that old proverb that was made famous in The Shining, but it's actually a very old proverb that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. It's so spot on that we can't just work, work, work. And when we get in that mindset, and which is easy to do if you're a high achiever, like I totally get that. I fall into that trap so often because I love working, but I know I need those mental and physical breaks to get outside, to go do what fills my cup, do things that make me happy, that work a different part of my brain too. That's important as well. So if you don't do that, you're going to have burnout. You're going to have overwhelm. You're going to have mental chaos. So remind yourself, maybe have a list of things that make you happy and make sure you're doing those, you know, often, or at least enough. So those are the four things to look at. Take the assessments, take the Enneagram, learn to know who you are, your personality type, your Clifton strengths. What are you naturally great at? And are you using those talents in your career, in your business, so that you can turn them into strengths and be unstoppable? What's your love language? And then what just makes you happy? And when you can spend time knowing who you are, again, on that deeper level, it's what makes you tick. Because otherwise, you're going to find yourself in that place of thinking about what makes you ticked off or what makes you a ticking time bomb. And we don't want that. We want to know what makes you tick, what keeps you going at your very best. And when you know all that, you can learn to sense when you are starting to get stressed and stop it before it gets full-blown overwhelmed that paralyzes you. So when that happens, you're going to be able to stay in a place of true, authentic happiness. You'll have more feelings of fulfillment, and you'll be way more productive at work and at home, and you'll have a lot more joy in your life. So it's worth taking the time to really get to know who you are at the deepest level. Okay, my friends, I hope this whole series was helpful. And as always, I would love to hear, what did you get out of it? What was the most helpful advice you got? Or how else do you deal with this? Or do you know your Enneagram or your top five strengths? Send them to me. Love to know all that. And again, let me know if you would love an Enneagram specialist on the show. And also, I wanted to share, I'm working on something because I am obsessed and I totally geek out on Clifton Strengths. Like, it's my jam. So I have this whole big coaching bag that I am going through and learning and studying. Like, this is my thing. And I will be looking for people who want to like take their assessment and get it really figured out. Like, okay, here's my assessment, Sherry. What does this mean? And how can I use this? What do I do with this information? Because it's kind of confusing. So if you'd love to be on the waiting list to have a Clifton Strengths assessment session with me, let me know. Hopefully in the next week or so, I'll be ready to start doing those because I'm so excited about it. But as always, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for spending time with me today, because I know time is our most valuable asset. It's the thing we can never get back. We can always make more money, but we can never get back our time. So I do appreciate it. And if you found value in today's show, please do me a huge favor. If you haven't yet, leave me a review. And if you already left me a review, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Can you share this episode with somebody privately, or better yet, share it on your social media? Let others know, like, hey, this was really a value. You might enjoy this show as well. So anyway, thanks for spreading the word about the Uncharted Entrepreneurs, and go out and have a great day. And remember, life is short. We've got to enjoy the journey, my friends.